heads in prayer. Lord, we ask for your blessing upon Jenny this morning as she preaches to us. May her words be your words, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Please do take your seats. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Birth not just in the physical, but of water and the Spirit." As I often do when I'm preparing a sermon, I put this out to the World Wide Web and asked what people's immediate reactions were to the notion of being born again. And boy, was this a controversial one. I'm going to share with you some of the negative comments, some positive, and end on a funny. Negative: overused cliche. People who think they're more enlightened than you. Cringe, wacko, judgment, 80s. Was mentioned a few times. Run away, TV evangelist, loud overnight prayer meeting. Incidentally, that was from my friend Rosie, who works for Alpha Nigeria, so the context might explain that one. One that was private message to me: born again Christians make you wish they'd never been born. Fear and trepidation that they will tell me I'm not really a Christian, a badge to declare superiority. What I want to argue this morning is that this could not be further from Jesus' intention when he coined the phrase, born again. Jesus, who far from being superior to anyone, submitted all that he had for the good of all. So if born again doesn't mean that, what might it mean? Some of the positive comments: forgiveness, being refreshed. One said, "Before I thought it meant fundamentalism. Now I think of my adult baptism and the slate being wiped clean." Another wrote, "As a cradle Christian, I fell away. And then one day at an all-day church event, I found myself at the altar on my knees with tears pouring. And I was indeed in that moment born again." Another friend wrote, "I think of the reading we hear at Christmas from John 1. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who receive his name, he gave the right to become children of God, born not of human descent, but born of God." And finally, thanks to my mate Steph, I think of Bjorn again, the ABBA tribute band. Very helpful, Steph. Being born again is not about superiority or thinking in any way that we are more real Christians than the next professing Christian. So what does being born again mean? In order to begin to understand, as ever with Scripture, we have to look at it in context. We have to think about the people that Jesus was speaking to in that specific time and place. And this was a context in which lineage was everything. The person to whom you were born, the family line which you descended from, meant everything. Were you a Jew or were you a Gentile? Were you in or were you out? And Jesus comes with his radical love and grace to level the playing field and to declare that all can be born again. All can be born again. So how ironic and sad that it has become a term which is so divisive today. N.T. Wright said this: "The new birth Jesus is talking about is a double baptism. Baptism in water, which welcomes people into the kingdom of God, and baptism of the Spirit, new life bubbling up from within." Jesus intended to talk about new birth, yes, at the once and for all event of our baptisms, a birth by water, something which is so fundamentally powerful we cannot begin to understand what happens in those moments. And new birth by the ongoing process of the Spirit alive and at work within our hearts, The Spirit which gives us hope when we have fallen or where things look bleak. We are justified by our faith, that faith which is marked and welcomed at baptism. But we are sanctified by the ongoing process of the Spirit alive within us. We're coming into the time of year where I'm most grateful to live in Letchworth. As we drive along these incredible tree-lined avenues, there's just the hint of a spray of green on the trees. It's not leaves yet, but there's something coming. There's something that speaks about new life. And it's almost even more exciting than when the trees are in full bloom, because it's the promise of something better coming. And we're so desperate for spring by this time of year. How do we know if we're born again? Mike Pilavachi, the founder of Soul Survivor in Watford, says that there are two simple tests we can take. Firstly, what do you believe? Paul says in his letter to the Corinthians, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So if you say with your words, with your lips, to yourself and to others, I am a Christian, I believe Jesus is Lord, you have the Spirit of God within you and you are born again. You are born again in the act of professing Jesus is Lord. Second test, Mike says, is what do you desire? And he acknowledges in his book that this is a battleground of our hearts because our desires come and go. Do we desire the things that the Spirit of God desires? Do we desire to give glory to God when we are blessed or when we succeed at something? Do we desire to deal with the sin in our lives and to put it behind us and move on? That is the work of the Spirit alive within us. Do we desire that people are loved and cared for? That's why we have a care team here. Do we desire that people who don't know about Jesus get to hear that extraordinary good news? That's why we run Alpha. Are these things that we desire? If they are, we have the Spirit of God alive and at work within us. If you're here this morning and you hear that list and bluntly you just feel really unenthusiastic about all of it, it may not be that you don't have the Spirit. It may simply be that you need a top-up. We are leaky vessels, and life wears us down, and sometimes the cracks grow. We get tired, we get cynical, sometimes we're grieving, sometimes we're at a loss. If that is you today, please come and get a top-up of the Holy Spirit. Come to our prayer area, and Lizzie and Mike are there. They would love to pray with you. Come and receive at Holy Communion. Come and engage with the readings and the prayers. Come and be filled again with the Holy Spirit. So if that's what born again really means, why is this so contentious? Why has this become so utterly divisive among brothers and sisters who are called to love each other? For some, and it is a small number of people, but for some, being born again was a very radical experience, a life-changing experience. I'm not going to share my testimony again this morning. You've all heard it, I'm sure. But my life verse, I'm really sorry it's naff, but I have a life verse, is from Galatians 2:20, which is, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And that for me sums up the event that happened when I did Alpha and my life was changed, but it also sums up the ongoing process of the Spirit alive and at work within me, bringing new life, but also killing the things that are not good for me. The bits of me that are cynical and judgmental and bitter, that want to hurt other people and want to hurt myself. For me, that's what being born again means. And it was a dramatic instant. A story I do want to share with you this morning is of a young man who is 21. He is now a member of our 630 congregation. And perhaps as you hear this story, you'll realize this is one of the reasons we have decided to provide non-alcoholic wine at all communion services. He says this: "From a very early age, I decided there was no God, no afterlife, no meaning to anything. I lived thinking everything I did should be for my own selfish gain. In my last year of school, I started drinking. I loved drinking. It allowed me to be even more selfish. I soon became a 24-hour drinker, and my behavior got worse. I became a pathological liar. My intention was to screw everyone over in order to allow my drinking to continue. The consequences of my drinking got worse. I ended up having to drop out of university. I was signed off sick, so I couldn't work. Almost every relationship and friend I had was gone. I was in debt. I lied so much I forgot what was true. The doctor gave me a few years before my liver would fail completely. I was ready to kill myself. One day, after 2 days of solid drinking, I got up and I prayed sincerely for the first time in my life. I asked God to stop me from drinking. I then went outside and stepped into a very busy road and tried to end it all. No car came near me, and I haven't taken a drink ever since. This was February 2018. About 7 months later, things were tough, and I was about to take a drink again. I asked God for help as I went off to kill myself. A lady stopped me and gave me a Bible. I took the Bible, and I have never felt a peace like it in my life. I stopped lying. I stopped being scared. I stopped manipulating. I started to talk to women without trying to sleep with them. I began to live my life in a more holy and righteous way. This I did not by my own decision, but because Christ's love was naturally transforming me. Today I am unrecognizable from the lying atheist drunk. Today I am reborn by the power and love of Christ. I am a literal new creation." I have his permission to share that story, of course. I won't share his name, but if you ever come to the 6:30, you'll know who it is. He is just beaming the love of Jesus. It is right that we give thanks over every life saved, over every Christian who is born again, whatever that journey has looked like. We give thanks and we rejoice over the transforming work of the Holy Spirit alive within us, over that ongoing process of being made whole, no matter how many times we fall. This does nothing to undermine the story of those whose testimony is that of a very gentle, lifelong, daily refreshing of the Holy Spirit. We equally rejoice over people who have never known a day without Jesus. Thank God for those testimonies. Doesn't matter how we get there. We are called to be born again by water and by the Spirit. By water, by the washing of our outsides and our insides, being made clean by Him. And the ongoing work of the Spirit through meeting together this morning, through our prayer life together and privately, through the reading of Scripture, through the loving encouragement of one another at our home group meetings. And yes, by the occasional thunderbolt. Just occasionally. It doesn't matter at what age we are baptized. And as a little mini plug, we are having a confirmation service here with Bishop Michael in October. If you have never had the opportunity to be baptized or to confirm your faith, and you would like to do so at home, as it were, here, do come and talk to me after the service. I want to draw these thoughts together with another quote by N.T. Wright. "What matters is not that once upon a time you were born. What matters is that you are alive now, and that your present life, day by day, moment by moment, is showing evidence of health and strength and purpose." Let us pray. Lord, bring us to the fullness of life. We thank you for the event of our baptisms and the work that you began in us then. And we thank you that you desire to go on bringing us to new life by the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray this morning that our hearts would be open to that work within us, that we might better love and serve you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.